How we doing, guys? So, another game, another, I guess you can say, wake up call to the distance between Liverpool and Chelsea, I would say. Final score, Liverpool 5, Chelsea 3. Say the first 15 minutes of the game, we were on the front foot, really putting pressure on the flanks, on the backboard of Liverpool, congesting the midfield, not allowing Wijnaldum, Fabinho, and Keita to really dictate the pace, find Mane, find Salah, and get the ball to feet to Firmino. Now, a lot of people are going to say that Kepa is at fault for the second goal. He could have done better, I believe, on the fourth goal, to be honest with you, and the fifth goal. But he is an easy target in this case. And here's why. He may have the lowest save percentage in the Premier League, but for all this noise about us getting all these attacking players like Kai Havertz, like Timo Werner, like Hakim Ziyech, at a certain point, we need to stop looking at attacking players, and we need to start looking at what the fuck can we do to strengthen our back line. Because a lot of the time we've conceded now 54 goals in the Premier League, the most that we've ever conceded in one season. When you think of the Chelsea teams of the past, you think of them being rock solid. You think of the John Terry partnership with Ricardo Carvalho. Even with David Luiz to an extent, it makes me wonder, like, where are Frank's priorities really lying? Is he really willing to have these 5-3 shootout games, 4-3, 3-2 type of games, or does he want that back line to be secure? Playing a 3-4-3 against a team that is known to hit you on the counterattack, with arguably the best front three in the world right now, it was always going to be risky having Marcus Alonso in there with Reece James as your two wing backs, having that back three of Azpilicueta, Kurt Zouma, and Tony Rudiger. Now, I'm a big fan of Antonio Rudiger, but there was many times in the game where I was watching, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Now, understanding the scenario going into Sunday is Manchester United have to beat Leicester, and we can lose against Wolves, which I don't recommend doing, and we'll secure a top four spot. For us, honestly, to overtake Manchester United, we have to win and they have to lose. Which puts it in a scenario where Manchester United and Leicester will knock each other out somehow. I do believe we'll lock in fourth spot because we had an opportunity here to at least get a draw and secure ourselves in the top four. Now to go over a few things in the game here. The first goal that was conceded, it was a pretty, to me, a lackluster clearance by Azpilicueta. Only to have a bad touch off of Willian, and it lands at the feet of Keita, who scored a fucking rocket. I'm gonna give it to him. He scored a rocket. But Willian today, man, he just did not seem up for it. He had a few touches in the first half where I think it was a ball played in by Mason Mount where he took the ball and it hit off his shin. If you guys remember like the Tottenham game where the ball like towards the end of the game where the ball was played up to him, he took a fantastic first touch, fantastic second touch, and he played in Batshuayi and they almost scored a third goal. Where's that quality then? when you need him the most in a game like this, where we weren't supposed to win, the first 15 minutes we had to get a goal. We had to score because it was only a matter of time before they got into the game, before they started dominating the possession, and we were chasing after that first goal, which then opened us up, which then started more defensive errors. And I'll say this, Sadio Mane, I respect the player. He's a fantastic player. But Mateo Kovacic's fucking tackle, are you fucking kidding me? You're telling me right now that the entire ball, after Kovacic gets the ball, rolls away from Mane, and he wants to throw himself to the ground? My issue with that is the whistle didn't even blow, and Andre Mariner, the referee doing the game today, a few times during the game, every time Mane went down and he looked at the ref, the play stopped and Liverpool just got the ball, stopped the ball, and then played on. It's like, excuse me, a lot of the times when he gets touched, he just goes down. It just doesn't seem like no, it seems like nobody's touching him. And he just goes down. Mo Salah, when he gets into the box and he gets touched, he throws his hands in the air, wants to act like he got touched. He's running into players. He's a fantastic player. Great player. But the two wide men for Liverpool, you're better than that. You're stronger than that. But you're looking for these fouls. You're consistently looking for fouls, man. And it's like, goddamn. Like, just play the game at this point. Trent Alexander-Arnold's goal, hell of a free kick. I don't rate him highly as a defender, but going forward, he's the best right back in the league. But defensively, that's where Chelsea needed to attack. The issue I have is you bring in Christian Pulisic at the 60-minute mark, along with Tammy Abraham and Callum. Why are we, like, my issue is, why didn't we just start Christian, move Mason Mount into the midfield? Because Jorginho didn't offer me anything. Once again, Jorginho is missing. The midfield of Liverpool was, it was so easy for them to run past them. It was so easy for them to just run past them, boss them off the ball, and Mateo Kovacic was stuck on an island covering for Jorginho half the time. In a game like this is where we wish we had in N'Golo Kanté. This is where we wish we could have had, Christian Pulisic off the left-hand side, actually causing Trent problems and keeping him honest when we go forward, because he's not going to be able to push forward as much if you have a left winger who is willing to just go directly at him, which we saw on the second goal that Chelsea scored. He took on four Liverpool players. Nutmeg Joe Gomez played a beautiful pass across to Tammy Abraham, and it's 4-2. I'm thinking at that moment, where the fuck was this shit earlier in the game? Where is that directness going at these Liverpool defenders? When you pull Joe Gomez away from Virgil van Dijk and you have him on an island, he's not the same player. Virgil van Dijk is the leader and the captain of that team, per se. He organizes that back line fantastically, but when you pull him away from Virgil van Dijk, Joe Gomez, he's not the same player. Trent Alexander-Arnold threw his foot out and got ripped apart by Christian Pulisic. When he actually came on the field, Trent didn't know how to handle him. That's just the way it is. Then for the third goal that Christian scored, he backs into Joe Gomez, takes a touch with the chest, turns and shoots. It's like, we need this man in the game at all times because he is the threat. He is the danger man that it just seems like whenever he has the ball, two, three players from the other team come over and it creates space in behind it. It creates space for other players to run into. But it was too little too late, because on the Reece James free kick, which it looked to me like Kurt Zuma got fouled in the box, but we're not going to go there right now. They hit us on a fucking counterattack, on a lightning counterattack. Marcus Alonso, whoever the hell that was, on the left-hand side, defending Andy Robertson, just throwing your foot out isn't enough. At this point, just foul the man. Just foul him. You know, foul him. Slow the game down. Just slow the game down. Get your defense set. Then you're able to actually properly defend that. It's still 4-3, and we still have a chance to snatch a point. Because let me be honest with you, there were spurts in the game where Chelsea were outplaying them to the point where Jurgen Klopp, if you were looking at him, was concerned that his team again wasn't up for it. When Christian Pulisic, Tammy Abraham, and Callum came on, Chelsea were dominant in the last 30 minutes. Outside of that counterattack, Chelsea were dominating the first 15 minutes of the game and the last 30 minutes, which equals one half of football, which isn't enough if you want to get closer to Manchester City and Liverpool. We got to put together a full 90 minutes defensively, because going forward, we're great. Defensively, it just scares me. Kepa is going to be the scapegoat of the game once again, and nobody's going to pay attention to the back line that needs work more often than buying all these attacking players. I want Kai Havertz, sure. I love that we got Zia. I love that we have Burn. But we need to go get more defensive players, man. We can't sit here and rely on these 5-3, 4-3 type of wins. We play Wolves on Sunday. They're gunning for a top six spot. You don't think that they're going to sit there and be up for the game knowing that all Chelsea need is a point to qualify for the Champions League? Now, what Frank needs to do is understand the task at hand. Do not settle for a draw. You need to go at Wolves. You need to go at them. You're at home. You're in your environment. You need to have a starting lineup that's going to sit there and be disciplined in the back and just get and build everything around Pulisic, man. Because the man is electrifying as hell. I'm biased. I'm American. I'm a Chelsea fan. But what he's doing right now is proving everybody wrong, saying that he wasn't good enough to play in the Premier League, that because he's American, he wouldn't make it. And the Eden Hazard comparisons, I'll just say this now. We need to stop comparing him to Eden Hazard, because what Eden Hazard did for Chelsea, Christian Pulisic can probably do more. But he's more direct with his play. Eden Hazard is a fucking legend, man. A fucking legend. One of my favorite players I've ever seen wear that blue shirt. But holy shit, what Christian Pulisic is doing, you have to build your team around that kid. No matter it, if you have a world-class striker coming in or you have a world-class right winger coming in and possibly one of the greatest players of this generation possibly coming in. You have to build your team around Christian Pulisic. You have to. This kid is 21 years old and is playing like he's been in the league for 5 to 6 years now. The loss, I'm not too upset with, because we're playing against the champions. We're playing against arguably the best team in Europe when they're on. They have probably the best manager in Europe, probably in the world right now. They have a world-class center back, a world-class goalkeeper, and two world-class wingers. But outside of that, I believe we gave them a game and we actually put some fear into them, showing them if you want to sit here and be complacent against this team, we can hit you back for three or four. But defensively, we'll concede about five or six, which is a problem. I believe tactically in the first 15 minutes, Frank Lampard was spot on. But the instant that that first goal went in, the morale of the team just deflated. It went down. And Liverpool scored one, two, three goals in the span of 15 minutes. And that was probably the game right there. Olivier Giroud got the goal to make it 3-1. I believe, honestly, if we didn't concede that goal to Bobby Firmino, that game probably would have been a 4-4 draw. But we lost 5-3. It's not the end of the world. We're in fourth place. We know what to do. We can't expect Manchester United to do us a favor and beat Leicester because Leicester are going to be going for it too. They know what's at hand too. Leicester know if they get a draw and Chelsea lose, they're in the top four. If we beat Wolves and Leicester beat Manchester United, I don't know the scenarios yet, but we just have to take care of our business, not worry about what's going on in the East Midlands. We need to worry about beating Nuno, Raul Jimenez, Adama Traore, and that Wolverhampton Wanderers team that we beat 5-2 in the earlier part of this season. I'm not going to give a prediction yet, but tactically, we need to come out. I don't think the wingback thing is going to work against Wolves, given who their wingers are and given who their center forward is. I believe in the middle of the park is where we need to dominate and spray shit out wide. Because we can get at their fullbacks of Wolves. I think we have a chance. Outside of that, it's not the end of the world, boys. It's really not. As a fan of this team, since I was a kid, this Sunday, 8 a.m. Pacific time is going to be the biggest test of the year. It wasn't this game. This game coming up is the biggest test of the year. How bad does Frank Lampard and this team want to be playing in the Champions League? How bad do you want it? We're gonna find out. Outside of that, we lose 5-3. Goals by Giroud, Tammy, and Pulisic. Goals for Liverpool were Keita, Trent, Bobby Firmino, Wijnaldum, and Oxlade-Chamberlain. Congrats to Liverpool on winning the 2019-2020 Premier League title. You won't be raising it next season, I can promise that. Enjoy it while you have it, because you're gonna have to earn it next season. You guys steamrolled everybody, and you guys got their next season. You're gonna have to earn it. And Chelsea will be right up there with you guys. You can book it. Let's get these 3 points on Sunday, guys. We have to. Don't rely on one of our rivals to help us out. We have to do shit on our own. Take care of our business. We'll be in the best club competition in the world. This is Jason from the Pride of London podcast. I'll be back Saturday night to give you guys a full preview of the games from Sunday, all 10 games. And hopefully, it's just a night to remember. Let's get it, boys.